Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The Constitutional Council has rejected a second request for a referendum on pension reform. The Shared Initiative Referendum Proposal, or RIP, was put forward by some 250 deputies and senators, apparently did not meet the required criteria. The Constitutional Council claims that the referendum request does not relate, in terms of Article 11 of the Constitution, to a reform relating to social policy, which was the main point that had to be proved. The left-wing alliance, NUPES, says that the battle will continue to withdraw the text. Unions are also calling for another day of widespread industrial action on June the 6th. Emmanuel Macron is continuing his public visits today. The president will be presenting his reform to vocational high schools in Saintes-en-Charente. Macron says that he wants to make the professionally focused route one of excellence. 2 weeks after his heart attack, Jean-Marie Le Pen has left hospital. His granddaughter, Marion Maréchal, told Paris Première that the co-founder of the Front National is feeling better and was able to go home. 9 people, 8 of whom were teenagers, were killed yesterday in a shooting at a school in Belgrade, Serbia. A young French girl is among the victims. The suspect is a 13-year-old teenager who allegedly planned the attack by writing a list of the names of the children he wanted to kill. He has been arrested. And finally, the videographer Squeezy has announced a second edition of the GP Explorer. The Formula 4 race takes place between 9 internet personalities. The second Grand Prix will take place on September 9th at the Bugatti Circuit in Le Mans. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips of English Waves.